You know what time it is? It's Saturday, and it's time to talk with Emma.
This is Emma, and oh my Lord, technical difficulties everywhere. So I hope everybody has had a great Saturday. Happy Easter. Tomorrow is Easter. So we've got a great guest on today. We're going to have two guests today, but my first guest, Leo Pearlstein, he had technical difficulties as well, so he had to bow out today. But Leo, if you're listening, you are welcome back anytime. And Jack Duffy will be on here in just a little bit. He's going to be talking JFK assassination stuff, which is still, you know, big. And he's one of the guys that the go-to guy. So he's on here in just a little bit to do that. So if you want to call in, you can call in and talk to him. Also, until then, we will be talking gossip. Love gossip. Everybody loves gossip. So celebrity gossip. And we have some bad news. Well, sad news, I should say. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young has passed away. He was one. He had COVID for the second or third time. And his friend, Graham Nash, who was also in the band, that's the Nash of Crosby, Nash, Stills, and Young, was sharing some details. He passed away on January 19th, I guess. So it's been just a little bit. And he was Crosby was a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He died following a long illness from COVID. For the second time prior to his death, I guess. He was rehearsing for a show in L.A. with the full band. 3 days of rehearsals. He felt a little sick, I guess. And so he decided to go home, take a nap, and he took a nap and didn't wake up. So that's kind of how I want to go, just take a nap and not wake up. So Madonna, she wants to be 30 again, and she's in her 60s now. So she's looking to do whatever it takes to get her natural appearance back, but I think that boat has sailed ahead of her highly anticipated world tour. The so-called Queen of Pop is 64. Can you believe it? 64. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Anyway, that's another band. Madonna cannot Vogue anymore. I mean, hello. And so she's hearing all these criticisms. You know, I guess she was on an award show not too long ago, and everybody was having, you know, oh my God, can you believe what she looks like? Type of chats. And so now she's clamping back at haters following a slew of plastic surgery rumors. Hello, they're not rumors. Is actually deeply affected by the comments. Oh, please. I mean, you know, if Madonna is anything like she was in the 80s, she didn't care what anybody thought. So why now? Despite what people think, the criticism over her drastically different appearance does affect her. Hello, stop having plastic surgery. An insider says that the Like a Prayer hit maker is undergoing procedures that will restore her natural features. So she's trying to have it all reversed. You know, it's kind of like people getting tattoos and then deciding, and, you know, all these arm tattoos or face tattoos or whatever. And when they turn, you know, later in life, they think, oh my God, because it's just a big black blob. You know, whenever you get older, you shrink and you're, you know, if you're not well hydrated, your skin wrinkles and shrivels, and it's a big black blob, you know. So anyway, she's doing that. And I don't know. I mean, Lord, she's got enough money, you know, so she can do whatever she wants. But I think that boat has sailed, Madonna. So hello, you know, you can call me and we can chat. Okay. Yeah. So she's something else. Anyway, but she does hear and see what people say, you know, so about her and this tour. I mean, you know, God bless her if she can get up there and do a show at 64. I mean, Cher, look at Cher. I mean, she's had plastic surgery and she looks bad too. But she's in her 70s, I think. I think she's almost 80. Yeah. So, but I don't think she's touring or doing anything like that anymore. I don't believe. So, but, you know, Cher was gorgeous too, right? So, I mean, hello. And now we are on to one of my favorite people, Mr. Johnny Depp. And he, you know, he had that little spat with his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Yeah. So that was what, I don't know what he was thinking when he married her. But anyway, you know, not to judge, but hello, you know. God love him. I had seen some of his old movies back in the 80s and 90s, and because we're the same age. So God love him. And he was born just, you know, right across the, about an hour away from where I'm living now. And, but he's a really good actor. And I loved him in Public Enemy about John Dillinger. He was really good in that. And I saw in the store, I love to go like to antique shops and stuff like that. I saw in the store where they had a thing of videos, you know, old videos. And one of his old movies, I don't know if anybody has heard of this movie or seen this movie, but it's called Benny and June. And it's got Adrian Quinn in it. And I think Mary something, blonde-headed lady. She's good. Anyway, she plays a mentally handicapped girl, the sister to Adrian Quinn, who is a mechanic. And I mean, Adrian Quinn is like, hello. So he was in Legends of the Fall with Brad Pitt. He played Brad Pitt's older brother. Anyway, back to Benny and June. Johnny Depp is in there, and he is the friend's cousin. But he's, you know, a clown. And somehow Benny wins the cousin in a poker game and takes him home. And so Johnny Depp does pratfalls and mimes and juggles, and he paints in this. And you wouldn't believe, you know, Captain Jack Sparrow being the painter. But if you Google, you know, Johnny Depp's paintings, you'll see, I mean, they're great. Oh my God. And so this article that I found, it's from according to the things is the name of the publication. He also has a new movie coming out in May, this May, the middle of May, I believe, about Louis the 14th. So right after the defamation trial, he was over there. He did a concert with Jeff Beck. And then he started filming his new movie over in France, where he plays Louis the 14th. He plays the king. So I saw some commercials for it, and it's, you know, a lot of it's in French, but, you know, he gets to speak French in there. And I believe his son was born in France. One of his kids, I don't think both of them, but one of them was. Anyway, he's taking a step back after this movie, and he's doing some paintings, and he has been selling them. And with his, when he won the $10.35 million defamation suit against his ex-wife, Amber Heard, and now he's auctioning his paintings that he had done in honor of like his heroes. You know, there's Elizabeth Taylor, there's Marlon Brando, I think. There's all kinds, all kinds. Castle Fine Art, a gallery based in the UK, cooperated with Depp to host an online exhibition of his work. The gallery's website failed less than 20 minutes later due to the overwhelming number of would-be customers. So he crashed the internet with his paintings. And so that's good. And according to Castle Fine Art, Johnny Depp made over $3.6 million from the unexpected online sale of his debut art collection, which broke the internet. So we're breaking the internet here. His collection debut, Friends and Heroes, is now officially sold out. And so, you know, maybe if you call him up and say, John, you know, I'd like one of your paintings, bud, you might get one. You know, you never know. You never know. He's a nice guy from what I hear. I've never met him, but I would love to. So the people in there that he's known and who's inspired him, you know, like I said, such as Elizabeth Taylor, you should Google this and look at those paintings. I mean, they're amazing. And the gallery claimed that before acting in music, his true interest was art and music. So yeah, he kind of fell into the acting thing. His friend, Nick Cage, got him into acting, but he'd rather be playing music or doing art. And he had 780 prints of the portraits, which were officially offered at $5,400 each. It's a little pricey. You might be able to, you know, nudge him down a little bit, kind of, you know, used car salesman, you know, him. Maybe he'll come down. Within days, it was all sold out, and estimated $3.65 million. And I mean, the multi-billionaire Amazon founder stopped construction. Oh, and then, I mean, you know, Johnny Depp went and you know, done all this great stuff with paintings and everything, you know. So, and then I found this thing about the Amazon founder has stopped construction on his Beverly Hills mansion this week, and he awaits approval of an application to expand it. He's going to expand this big old mansion, this and you know, 15,000 square feet. According to the New York Post, this is at least the second time that the 59-year-old billionaire has been instructed to stop construction on his property because he builds it too big and then he doesn't own the land. So now he has to go and get the land. So, you know, he has to go and buy new land and so he can build. And previously in 2021, the Amazon founder's first application for Hillside R1 permit was reportedly denied due to the fact the initial construction on the mega mansion was not finished. Oh my gosh. You know, I mean, it's like, hello. Jeff Bezos, you know, I mean, the man's got more money than God, which, you know, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm all for capitalism. But come on, you know, how big do you need your house? You know, I mean, hello. You couldn't clean the thing. You know, you'd have to hire 20 people or more to clean it. Oh my God. You know, and what do you do? You know, you couldn't use all those rooms, right? So you're just, you know, you stay in one room for a month and you stay in the other room for a month. And, you know, wonder how many bathrooms he's got. Can you imagine the water bill, the light bill? Oh my Lord. You know, but then again, I tell some friends of mine, they were carrying on about, you know, congressmen making all this money and celebrities making all this money. And I looked at them and I said, look, you know, and them not paying their fair share of taxes and all this stuff. And I said, look, look at the money they make, which, you know, God love them, you know, more power to them. But look at the taxes they pay. I would like I told them, I would like to make per year what Oprah pays every year in taxes. I mean, you know, it's six figures or more, you know, it is. And they just kind of looked at me like, what? Think about it. And then, you know, some of them started a new job, which put them in a higher tax bracket. And then they were complaining because it was paying so much taxes. I said, well, just think. If you was, you know, Oprah or Johnny Depp or, you know, think of the taxes they pay, you know. But I know there's loopholes and they don't pay, you know, as much as they probably should. But if you had that money, you'd use the loopholes too. Hello. me and my friend Terry, her husband was having a lively discussion about that. So anyway. All right, now we're going to get ready for Mr. Jack Duffy. He will be on here in just a few minutes. So enough of the gossip talk, and you're going to love Jack. He's been on the show before, and we're going to be talking John F. Kennedy assassination. There's so much stuff in to deal with that. And a lot of stuff still has not been come to the surface, or, you know, still in a file that says top secret. And, you know, because most of the people are gone now that, you know, it would affect, but there's still, you know, a few left. And yeah, so it's just crazy. It's just crazy. So, Don, if you're handy, let's take a break, and then we'll be back right after this with Mr. Jack Duffy. Don't go away. Everybody, welcome back to Let's Talk with Emma right here. And we have a fan favorite and a friend of the show, Mr. Jack Duffy. He is with us. He's been on the show before, and he's a wealth of knowledge about the JFK. It's been a day, guys. JFK assassination, guy is what I like to call him. He is an author as well. He's got a book that has come out. We're going to chat with him more about that in another show. But it's called Black Mamba. It's getting great reviews. And so we're going to chit-chat about that next time. But this time, it's JFK. And Jack is a lawyer from Fort Worth, Texas. And as I said, he's JFK guy. He's a lawyer. He's an author. And, I mean, when does he have time to sleep? So let's get together and let's talk with Mr. Jack Duffy. Hey, Jack.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. If the technical difficulties would stop, I'd be even better.
That's good.
Yeah. You doing okay?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. So got you a little plug in there for your book. So that's good. And, you know, we'll get you on for a whole hour in a few weeks to chat about that. Writing like two or three others, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So let's just, we only have just a short time today. So let's jump right in. You know, everybody knows about the Zapruder film, you know, that captured the moment that JFK left us, and the three shots from the school book depository. But not everyone knows about the craziness at Parkland Hospital. So let's talk a little bit of the medical stuff, today. So can you imagine, you know, just a lazy old Friday and all of a sudden you get a call that says, you know, the president shot and here we go. So let's talk a little bit about the autopsy. I understand that you had spoken with some of the doctors that worked on JFK. Is that right?
That's correct. Dr. McClellan and Dr. Crenshaw.
Yeah. And that some of the doctors, the Parkland doctors and the Navy Bethesda doctors had two different, you know, ideas of what happened and where the shot come from and everything like that. So tell us a little bit about what the doctors saw that day. You know, what was going on.
Well, Dr. McClellan and Dr. Crenshaw both told me that there was a big exit wound in the rear of the president's head when he was in Dallas, which indicated he got shot from the front and the back. They were convinced it was a conspiracy, and they were told a week later by the FBI not to talk about it, or their career would be over. So if you believe the doctors in Dallas, it was definitely a conspiracy.
Oh, wow. So, and they were threatened that they would lose their job and their careers would be over if they talked about it. And this was coming from, like, Secret Service or government or?
From the FBI.
From the FBI. Oh, Mr. Hoover. Yeah, that's another loopy guy. So was the president still alive when he got to the hospital, or I'm guessing no?
Well, he was alive, but technically he was dead on arrival.
Yeah, I mean, from the looks of the film, I mean, how could he not be, you know? And everybody, you know, said it come from the back. Well, then why was his wife climbing on the back of the car to retrieve his brain matter whenever, if it was shot from the back, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and 54 witnesses said a shot came to grass, you know.
And everybody started running that way. Go ahead.
Yes. Everybody started running toward the grass, you know.
Yeah, I mean, bystanders and police officers. So let's talk about the president's wounds. you know, everybody's seen the photo of the big hole in the back of, well, the hole in the back of the head and the little hole in the front. So what was going on whenever the doctors looked at him and didn't you say one of them was holding?
Well, Dr. Perry, who did the tracheotomy, believed the throat wound was an interest wound, which means it came from the front. So he was told to change his mind, or he's threatened. He finally changed his mind, but he never did completely change it. He always went to his grave believing there was a throat shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, how can you not believe there was more than one shot from the front? You know what I mean? Because he, you know, brought his hands up to his throat and, you know, kind of looked around, and it's like, holy cow. I mean, God love the man. He survived World War II and, you know, his PTO boat getting hit and on an island for a week and coming home and then getting shot in Dallas. It just crazy. That's just crazy. So the best evidence
of a conspiracy is the medical evidence.
So all this medical evidence is still in Dallas, or did the FBI gather that up as well? And
well, it's in the National Archives, but Dr. Wick, who's been on your show, went in there in the late 60s and looked at the evidence. He looked at the autopsy, x-rays, and photos. He said that they indicated a conspiracy.
Yeah, he's another one that I need to get back on as well. I mean, I need the two of you on. That would be wonderful. But Dr. Weck is another one that, you know, he debunked the magic bullet theory. I mean, yeah. So
the doctor who did the surgery on John Conley said that he couldn't have been hit by the same bullet as Kennedy, that he was hit by a straight shot that had not hit anything to cause it to tumble. So he said Conley was hit by a different bullet than Kennedy, in his opinion.
Yeah, because how can one bullet do all that stuff that it's supposedly done and end up in, what, John Connolly's thigh? Isn't that where they found it?
Yes.
There was one there, yeah.
Yeah, it was found in Connolly's thigh, but it was in almost perfect condition, which is impossible for hitting bone and going through your wrist.
Yeah, because it supposedly went through his wrist and his lung or something,
and then come out.
Yeah, but I was thinking Connolly had something with his lung as well, collapsed lung or something. Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, it went to his broke a rib and went to his chest.
Oh, okay, that's what I was thinking. And when they did like an interview with John Connolly after surgery, and he was in his hospital room, he said that he thought there was more than one shot, unless I heard wrong.
He thought he was hit by a separate bullet than Kennedy.
Yeah. So, but all these, the chaos in that emergency room, because the president was in trauma room one, and then Connolly was in trauma room two. And I mean, who do you naturally, you know, take care of the president first, but Connolly was just as bad with the collapsed lung and everything. So, and what happened to like Kennedy's brain and, you know, all this stuff?
Well, his brain is missing as of today. They don't know where it is for sure, which is a kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
We don't know where it is.
Well, I had heard reports that his brother, Bobby, ended up with it, and it was buried with him, with the president in Arlington. But is that just a nasty rumor?
That's one of the theories.
Yeah. Well, I'd kind of believe that because wasn't Bobby there? Maybe Bobby wasn't there. Somehow, I'm sure all the Kennedy guys, Kennedy's Secret Service detail and stuff, would have grabbed what they could, right? You'd have thought.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole murder is a big mystery.
Yeah, I mean, and I was thinking about this. I know it's off the hospital topic, but I was thinking about this last night when I was getting stuff ready for the show today. And everybody thought, you know, the mafia done it or had a hand in it. Some people thought, you know, Lyndon Johnson done it. What about Richard Nixon? Now, he was vice president. He got beat by like a cat's whisker by Kennedy. He hated all the Kennedys. You know, do you think maybe...
I don't think this was involved.
You don't think so? Not even in a roundabout way?
Well, there's no evidence that points to Nixon. So I don't think he was involved.
Okay. Well, I was just kind of thinking, you know, he'd just be off in the corner somewhere and, you know, hired somebody and then, you know, blamed it on whoever, you know. But then I got to thinking, you know.
It's more likely that LBJ was involved.
Yeah, because he hated, you know, all of them too. So, you know, he put on the nice smile, but yeah, he wasn't, especially Bobby. Oh my gosh. From what I hear, him and Bobby was like cats and dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't like any of the kids.
Yeah. So do you suppose that they killed Jack Kennedy instead of Bobby, because if they killed Jack, then Bobby would be out of power if it was like the mafia, because Bobby was,
that's pretty much what happened after JFK got killed. Robert Kennedy was just pretty much didn't have any power left because all of his power came to the president.
So in a roundabout way, they got rid of the Kennedy administration just by doing that, by
killing JFK.
Yeah, by killing JFK. So now I had listened to some of the tapes that his wife Jackie had made like a couple months, I guess, afterwards. And was talking, I think she talked to Pierre Salinger, I think is who she talked to. Wasn't that who she talked to?
Yes. I'm not sure she talked to. It was the guy that wrote that magazine article. I forget his name. It wasn't Pierre Salinger. It was somebody else.
Oh, okay. Anyway, whoever she talked to, she you know, really didn't care too much for LBJ and like that. But do you suppose, I mean, I never heard her mention anything about who she thought done it. Do you suppose that's who she thought done it was LBJ?
I think she thought he was involved. It was coincidental he got killed in Texas, where LBJ was powerful. It's kind of a coincidence that he got killed in Dallas, where LBJ could control everything.
Yeah, because didn't he just come from Fort Worth and then drove down to Dallas?
He flew to Dallas,
He flew.
It's a short flight.
So he was, because he was in Fort Worth that morning, right? That was like, he gave his last speech there, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then he flew down, and you can go on YouTube or wherever and see where he's getting off the plane, Air Force One in Dallas at Love Field, and the pink suit that Jackie wore and everything. And now you also, didn't you also talk to some of JFK's Secret Service guys, like Clint Hill? And
yeah, I talked to Clint Hill. Yeah, he's a big war commissioner. Yeah. He still thinks the war commission is correct, but that's not what he said in his book. What he said in his book was a kid, he had a big exit wound in the back of his head, which proves a conspiracy, but now he's changed his mind.
Oh, he did. Well, did somebody get to him?
Up in the 60s and 70s, he told people it was a conspiracy. Kennedy had a big exit wound in his back of his head. Now he's changed his mind, and he backs the Warren Commission now.
Oh, that's crazy. So somebody got to him, right? Now, is he the only Secret Service guy left from that detail, or do you know?
There's more guys that are alive, but I've only talked to him.
Oh, okay. Because I had seen a thing about him where he wrote a book about his time with Jackie Kennedy, and then he was on some panel about the assassination as well. I mean, that's sad that, you know, the guy that protected his wife would turn like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. But it's not unusual.
Well, that's true. But still, I mean, you know, he was talking loyalty to the president and to his wife and family and this and that and the other. And now, you know, all of a sudden. So with the Warren Commission, LBJ got all those people together. And then Gerald Ford, the president after Nixon, he was on that committee, I believe.
And, yes, he was.
You know, do you really think that all those guys truly believed that it was only from the school book depository?
Well, I can't prove it, but I think they knew a lot more than what I think they knew that what happened, that there was more to it than Oswald. But since Oswald was dead, they just went ahead and blamed it on Oswald.
Yeah, I mean, dead man tell no tales, right? So,
that's right.
Yeah, so they couldn't dispute, Oswald couldn't dispute any of them. And then Jack Ruby, he was an oddball, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was mixed up with the mafia.
Yeah, so he went and shot Oswald, in case it, you know, people don't know, but in the basement of the Dallas police, the sheriff's department, wasn't it? The police department?
Yes.
Yeah. So on national TV and everything. I mean, do you suppose the Dallas sheriff's department, well, kind of let him do that? You know what I mean?
Well, we don't know for sure, but it's very suspicious. He just happened to walk in down the ramp and when Oswald was being brought out. So we don't know if he got in with some help or he just walked in. There's all sorts of theories.
Yeah, because I know that he supposedly was, you know, real good friends with some of the police. And, you know, he had that strip club there in Dallas, I guess. And the cops would go in and he paid them money so they wouldn't, you know, come and raid the place and everything. I mean, that everybody knows that. But so you think maybe to get some of this, you know, spotlight off of Dallas, they just kind of went ahead and said, hey, Jack, you know, we're moving Oswald on such and such a day on such and such a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ruby said it was a conspiracy several times before he died, but he just didn't know who was involved, or he wouldn't say.
Yeah. Do you think he was murdered, Ruby? Or did he die of a?
There's a theory that he was injected with cancer, and I don't know, but it's kind of suspicious how he died. He died all of a sudden from cancer, from lung cancer, and he never smoked. But it's bizarre how he died all of a sudden.
Yeah, and didn't he in jail keep telling? I was thinking it was Gerald. Didn't Gerald Ford and somebody else go down there from the Warren Commission to talk to him? Or do I have the wrong?
Earl Warren and some other people came down to Dallas, and he told Earl Warren that I'll tell you what happened, or I'll tell you the truth, or what I know if you'll take me to Washington. And Earl Warren said, I'm not going to take you to Washington. So who knows what he would have told him.
Yeah. Can you? Why wouldn't he do that? I mean, well, because they blamed it on Oswald. That's
We don't know why he wouldn't do it. He just wouldn't do it.
That's oh my Lord. So I mean, there's just so much, and I know we've kind of jumped around today, but it just kind of boggles your mind that after. What over 50 years, you know, and is all of the papers opened up now, or is there still some that's not? I was thinking
there's still some stuff locked up that we don't know about. So
okay, that's
locked up. If there's no conspiracy, why do we need to lock stuff up in 2023?
Yeah, that's the now. In there, like a time limit for when it's supposed to open or everything's supposed to come out.
It's for 75 years, is what LBJ locked it up for.
Oh, okay. So it should be coming out soon, then, right? Because
he did that 2030 is when it's supposed to be released.
Oh, 2030.
39.
39. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not. Yeah, it's not that far away then. Wow.
No.
So if we're both still around, then and able to push a button, we'll have to get on and do a show and say, now looky here. You know, Jack Duffy and Dr. Weck, and everybody was right.
Well, who knows? Dr. Weck said that he looked at the x-rays of Kennedy and the alleged x-rays that he was given, and they showed that a bunch of bullet fragments all throughout Kennedy's brain, which indicates it was a dum-dum bullet that hit him, not Oswald. So it proves it. Yeah, he said it proves a conspiracy.
Wow. Well, I know, you know, the time I had him on, he was amazing. I just kind of, you know, ask him one question and off he went. And it's like, I can't believe this. And then, oh my gosh. Now, Arlen Specter, I believe, was the one that came up with the single bullet theory. Is that correct? Do I have the right guy? Okay.
Yes.
And I was thinking that's who Dr. Weck said, you know, was the big to do about, you know, came up with that. And he debunked it like 10 ways from Sunday. And now did Dr. Weck know Aaron Specter?
I don't know. I don't know if you ever met him or not.
Mm. Okay, I couldn't remember if I had asked Dr. Weck that or not. But anyway, Dr. Weck just like blew that single bullet theory like out of the water 10 ways to Sunday. And
he did.
He's just amazing. And but all this stuff that still is not released. And, you know, the majority of the people involved, I'm sure, have already passed away, you would think.
Probably, yes. Yeah. They all died.
Yeah. So, you know, and the others are probably, you know, in their 80s or more. So, you know, statute of limitations is done and gone.
One of the things that Donald Trump got released when he was president was a phone call that was made like 30 minutes before Kennedy was shot. It was made to the American Embassy in London, and the caller was an anonymous call, and the caller said, "Be ready for some big news out of Dallas in 30 minutes." If that didn't prove a conspiracy, I don't know what does. Somebody made a strange call, and that was locked up for many years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. So, and the embassy didn't ask who it was, how'd they know?
The caller wouldn't identify himself, so we don't know who it was. But he obviously had inside information about Kennedy getting shot.
Yeah, you would think that they would at least follow up on, even if they didn't know who it was, they would follow up on, hey, you know, somebody called and said, you know, 30 minutes, you know, something weird's going to happen.
The point is they locked that phone call up for 50 years or so until Trump released it or got it released. So why would they hide that? This was a conspiracy.
Well, exactly. But I mean, even though they locked it up, I mean, you would have thought that at the time, somebody would have followed up on that and maybe have stopped it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then they locked it up. So see, nobody knew who it was. They'd have to lock it up.
Well, the caller didn't say Kennedy was going to get shot. He just said, look out for some big news. So who knows?
Yeah. But still, I mean, like you said, the point being, you know, they locked it up. So somebody knew that it was, that there was something to it, or why would they lock it up? Right. As you said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jack, I can't believe it. Our time is like, we got 5 minutes. Oh, we got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry. 2 minutes. Okay. So we better wrap this thing up, and I appreciate you coming on, and we will do this again.
Sure. I enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're doing well. So I'm going to say goodbye, and you have a wonderful day. Next show will be George Stevens Jr., actor, director, producer out in Hollywood. So stick around for that next time, and we will see you on the radio. Bye, guys. Thanks, Jack.
Bye. Thank you.
We appreciate you tuning in to Let's Talk with Emma every other week on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.